What's up, guys? You've just tuned in every Sunday at 1 here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. As you guys know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to assist you in your greatness. These are very volatile times. It is of the utmost importance that we have certain safety nets. And when I say safety nets, I'm not referring to literal safety nets, obviously. I'm referring to psychological safety nets. So when thinking about the extreme densities that we have experienced in this past 12 months, thinking about the tremendous shifts in where you were before, you know, these lockdowns and these this very dense display of energy. How that affected you, where you were in your life before these occurrences, and then where you are now, right? What are we doing as people, as individuals, along with also being a collective consciousness, to be the best and possibly, highest and greatest versions of ourselves. By the way, I do apologize for any background noise coming in. I just want to check on the microphone. Do we have Brother Colin with us?
Yes, Brother we do. Colin? How are you today?
Yes, oh, woo! Booyakasha! That's right, baby. Welcome, Brother Colin. I was hoping to get you on the show today. It was on my end, I've been having some technical difficulties, so I wasn't exactly sure if we were able to pull you through the phone lines. For those of you that have been listening to the show, then you already know. Say, what up, Brother Colin?
What up, Brother Colin?
It's a group of people.
What up, Brother Colin?
And for those of you that are just now tuning in, possibly for the first time or for the first couple times, you guys will come to find that Colin is a man of profound wisdom. Along with that, with this being a show based on assisting all beings that are vibrational equivalent to receiving this information and being their best selves, through my life experience, there's been nobody else that I am grateful enough to share space with in regards to learning lessons, contemplating the human experience with, journeying in states of consciousness and going, you know, very deep into the realm of self. Then nobody other than, you know, really Colin is in my life. So it's my great and humble pleasure to be able to co-host a show with you, brother, to have you here, to have you take your energy on your Sunday afternoon and share with us your wisdom and some of your pretty wild and awesome experiences, which this show listeners, stay seated. or do whatever you're doing, or just act upon your excitement. Actually, that's exactly what we want you to do. In acting upon your excitement, though, you are going to hear some pretty cool stuff. So today's show is actually, it revolves around a concept that we've touched on before. It revolves around certain aspects of actually the evolutionary process of human beings. Right? Today's show, we're going to be talking about, for the very first time in the history of man, we are now on a collective level, on a mainstream level, starting to see, right? It started with Oregon, excuse the plane, obviously, the quarantine situation, and my current internet situation. I do apologize for the plane in the background, but to get to it, for the very first time in history, we've never had so many people on a collective level, you know, simultaneously agreeing that certain plant medicines that are deemed to be very highly illegal, for example, Oregon allowing for the decriminalization, actually the legalization of psilocybin. We're going to be talking about how psychedelics, regardless of your individual perspective with them, have shaped a lot of the evolutionary growth of humanity, have shaped a lot of the actual expansion of the brain, how I can go back, if we could trace that back from different tribes and different centuries, where those tribes were located and what plant medicines were there. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, entangled with some other stuff that we always are aware of and stay from talking about too often, but it's just time to embrace it because the world is learning to embrace it for themselves in their own time frame and terrestrial beings. We're going to be talking about a lot of really cool stuff today. So first of all, my brother Colin, how you doing today, man?
I am so good. I can't really express how well I'm vibrating and what level I've been vibrating on recently. So words cannot really express how well I'm doing, but I'm excited to be here with you.
That is exactly why I love Colin. Words cannot express the level of joy. And I'm excited to be here with you too, brother. I'm very, very excited today. Actually, it's going to represent one of the first shows in the history of our relationship with LA Talk Radio, which has been well into, just coming up on 12 or 13 years now. It's going to be one of the very first shows where we're really kind of breaking down the walls of, I guess I should say, entering certain topics that I, as the host of the show, have been weary of diving too deep into. But now things are just too real, brother. You know, it's like there's no space for anything but pure, authentic, real energy. There's nothing to sugarcoat. It's just, this is what it is. If you resonate with it, that's beautiful. If you don't, that's beautiful too. And I hope that you resonate with something that brings you joy every day of your life consistently. So I'm going to zip the lip for a little bit, and I'm going to pass off the microphone to Colin by opening it up with a question. Dear brother Colin, question for you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. I'm ready for you.
Awesome. That was not the question. gotcha. No, I'm kidding. My question is, you shared with me a pretty wild experience that you had personally. And in sharing that experience with me, now you didn't experience it yourself, but you got to vicariously experience it through someone that did. Would you feel comfortable talking about that? Talking about what information you were given? You don't need to give a source or any to whatever degree you feel comfortable. And if you don't want to, you could just say, I don't feel comfortable talking about that. I just thought I'd
open. No, I'm ready. Up. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you. Okay, so this story was told by, I'm just going to call him Anon, Anonymous, because that it's better that way. I actually hung out with him yesterday, and what he told me while we were kind of working together was this. So he randomly slipped that he wakes up every day at 5:55 a.m. And that's not an accident. So what happened was he was on an AOL chat room and some woman messaged him and they talked for a little bit and she invited him over. So he walked up.
How long?
This was in 1999.
Okay, so in 99, AOL chat rooms, I remember those. Wow. Blast of the past. Okay. So he's on an AOL.
So what, that's like 21 years ago or something.
Wow. Okay. Please go on. That's okay. That's awesome. Just want to extra.
Okay.
Clarity.
So that's awesome. He prints a MapQuest direction. So for those of you that don't know what MapQuest is before Google Maps or yeah. So he printed a MapQuest directions, right? And he goes to this woman's house. He's like, huh, she just invites me over, like without anything, whatever. So he gets there, and the door is all black. And he knocks, and he walks in, and this woman is, like, glowing. Like, she looks like a human, but she's glowing. And her room looks like Victorian, like velvet everywhere, like really old with candles, and like she looked like a witch kind of. And so then they have relations all night until like 1 o'clock in the morning. And then they kind of doze off for a little bit. And then they wake up pretty early, like at 4 or something. And they sit on the balcony and he's sitting there and she's like, do you want breakfast? And he's like, yeah, I would love some breakfast. And so she walks through the door, and then not 30 seconds later, she comes back and brings him his favorite meal, Eggs Benedict with some coffee and some toast. And if you don't know what Eggs Benedict is, it's not easy to make. It does not take 30 seconds. It's not something you can just microwave from the fridge. It's a complex thing. So she comes back 30 seconds later, like literally, like just imagine someone walking through the door and like, you know, like grabbing a cup of water or something, whatever. So they're sitting and like the sun is kind of rising a little bit, and it turns 5:55 a.m. And she goes, you have to leave right now. You have to leave. So she quickly shoos him out of the house. Like, that's the last, didn't say goodbye. It was like, just get out. Okay, so then, like, he goes home. He, like, digests what's happening.
On the dot.
Yeah, 5:55 a.m. Like, on the dot.
Hey, let me make breakfast, snap. Whoa, how did that happen? No, I'm not going to double, triple, quadruple take too much on that. I'm going to enjoy the eggs. It's 5:55, get out.
Like, yeah. No, like, he already finished his meal and everything, and they were just, like, chilling there for a little bit. Yeah.
Right.
So he, the next, like, let's say he falls asleep that night and then wakes up, and he's like, did that really happen? Like, I have no evidence. He goes on AOL, and her in username was deleted, and he calls her phone and her phone is disconnected. He's like, what? This is so strange. And so eventually he finds his MapQuest printout of the directions and follows them back to the place and walks up to where her apartment was. And there's the door is like every other door, like just normal color, not black anymore. And he runs into the manager and he asks, like, so what's the deal with this apartment? Who is living here? Like, I came and saw a girl the other night, and she's like, nobody's lived here for years. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, weirdo, but got to get out of here. And so he hasn't been sick in 20 years or since then. And he wakes up every night, no matter what, punctually at 5:55 a.m. Like, that's when he wakes up, always with on naturally with no alarm.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty intense.
So with that information, and after 20 years of probably pondering like what this is, right? Just like the multifaceted streams of thought that one could only fathom having after having an experience like that. Did he come to the conclusion that she was an extraterrestrial being?
Oh yeah, he had no doubt in his mind that she was an alien, because she was like glowing and like there was just too many things that she had extra senses beyond the ones we have that can go beyond the dimensions that we can.
That's right. That's right. For those of you that want some more information in regards to possibly understanding some of these extra senses or additional genetic activations that can happen in the human being as well, in the human vehicle, feel free to email us, divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. We love stuff like that. Also, follow us on Instagram. We have been away from Instagram. Step way back, all from collective energy of what's going on there. But we are back better than ever, introducing things that can't even be vocalized. You'll see it unfold in its divine time. But Colin, that when you shared that story with me, it absolutely blew me away, because I obviously have with the topic of today's show surrounding the idea behind the introduction to the global collective consciousness, that certain plant medicines, certain medicinal tools provided by the planet can heal a lot of ailments that, you know, the FDA and Big Pharma and the mainstream medications actually just, you know, will temporarily cure or usually make worse. You know, the idea, the concept that the body is a vessel, is a vehicle for spirit, and within that, it's obviously, once again, multifaceted. But to put it in simple terms, we have a connection to the physical and we have a connection to the non-physical. So if we're spirit and body, that means that obviously spirit has its own dimension, right? That can only be perceivable when one's consciousness is a vibrational equivalent to seeing or perceiving these things. I talked about like old style, you know, the secret stuff, the secret talk about stuff, like all this stuff going on. In talking about all this stuff, you know, it's very fascinating to think One moment. It's not about the disruption. I guess it doesn't matter. It's in the Akash. It doesn't even matter. Through the use of certain psychedelic medication, used not in the way, not with the intention of trying to, to have like a trippy experience with, but like actually setting intention with some of this medicine that has clinical research, has shown that we as human beings have the ability to activate certain parts of our brain which lie dormant throughout our lives unless we do serious meditation and serious self-work. The psychedelic medicine is a freeway to activating what can already be activated. That just takes training. So when in knowing that these experiences are happening and knowing that there are, right, and hey, you could listen to this and be like, these people are kooks, whatever, it's all made up, it's fake. That's fine. It's cool with us. We are simply sharing with you experiences that have resonated and affected us in positive ways. That's all this is. We are just sharing with you our journey of positivity, right? Colin said it perfectly when he assisted in writing the bio. He goes, I'm going to paraphrase, but essentially you are on the journey with us as we sift through our own confusion of life, right? So we're not saying this is the way it is. We're not saying, one thing is it all is. Whatever you put your energy towards is, right? We've done many shows on that, right? So when we share this information with you, this is for the sole purpose of understanding that we are entering an age where we are going to be opened up to the realization that we have been suppressed in the knowledge of what human consciousness is truly capable of. Colin, do you have anything to touch on in regards to...
Any yes, I do. So as a medicine, psychedelics are very effective at one central theme, I believe, and they all do it in different ways, and they all have different experiences tied to them with different doses doing different things. But but they all teach us how to stop breathing. Like partially, basically, they let us remove all the blockages that get in the way of us breathing deeper. And
yes.
From my own personal experience, I always breathe much deeper when I have these experiences, and for several weeks afterwards. And that's what a higher state of consciousness is for us, because
yes.
If you think about it, breathing is the most intimate thing that we can like sense with our environment. We won't go through a like cloud of smoke because it's not possible for us to breathe there. So it's very intimate, our breathing, and it's constant. And the deeper we can breathe when we have clean air, the higher level our brains are going to be able to function. And
yes.
We actually have lost the ability to breathe properly because of there's a couple factors. One of them is that our brains are getting too big for our heads, and so the way, instead of it growing like our skulls, it's harder for our skull to change size than our face, so our brain is growing into our face essentially and blocking our pathways. But so So we, as humans of our modern age, with really big brains, and our brains are going to keep growing because of the way that we feed ourselves now. What psychedelics do is return us to the ability to breathe deeper and to the best of our ability, because Neanderthals, like millions of years ago, had huge noses and huge mouths, and nothing could like get in the way of that. But once our brain started growing, then we kind of developed the ability to choke on stuff. And so,
interesting.
Psychedelics really return us to the ability of our primal ancestors, where there are no blockages, because tension is basically the blockage some sense. Like, yes and no. Like, inherently, we have smaller pathways, but we can control that by not being stressed. Obviously, can't possibly control all stress, but so that is my deepest understanding. That's what medicine has done for me the most. In terms of other kinds of healing, like it basically just connects me to the grid, I don't know. I kind of call it, you can call it the Akashic soup, or like you could call it universal consciousness. It could be anything you want, but there's so much. I like to call it the grid, because it kind of does have like a matrix like grid to it, where we can send energy through.
It's all fractalized geometry. If you lay in a very simple, if you think about it, two-dimensional way, from a pen to a paper, I mean, if you draw a box and then draw, you know, three lines behind that, well, four lines behind that box, and then another box behind that, you just created a three-dimensional looking entity on a essentially two-dimensional surface. So that, like, the concept here is there's nothing separate from that idea. Apply that concept, but that's what the human experience is we are fractals. We have defractalized and then refractalized and defractalized and refractalized. We're constantly, that's what shifting realities is. That's what we are, constantly in a state of refractalizing our relationships with the things around us, the people around us, the experiences that we're having. And that's why around us, it's so important to come back to the in. And Colin, something that you said, which is beautiful and resonated deeply with me. I mean, everything that you said to the T, same with my experiences as well. Breath is everything. Breath is essentially the when you learn to breathe deep, when you learn to actually breathe from the different meridians of your body, and you get in tune with breathing from certain spaces and moving that into other spaces, right? That goes into the healing aspect, stuff like that. But breath is life, right? What do you think this whole mask thing is? Like, you know, like, I had a dear, one of my powerful teacher of mine. We'll call him Aaron as well, right? One thing that he had really impressed upon me in this journey, multiple journeys that I had taken with him, this shamanic, beautiful soul, is he would always say to me, he said, "Don't let them take your breath away." And I got it, but I didn't really get it until I felt it, and I knew it, and I knew exactly what he was talking about. Don't let them take your breath away. All of a sudden, I started breathing. This morning, this so beautifully aligned, my beautiful and a wonderful wife and myself started off going actually doing the breath of fire. So like the fact that we're talking about breath work and that it's tied in is so amazing. You guys check out if you are at any point in your life feeling like you need assistance, you need help, you need guidance, just know, yes, you can put on a YouTube video, listen to a speaker, listen to replay the show, whatever it might be, but that's still external. All answers, everything that you are looking for comes from within you first. And I know that it sounds so cheesy, it's been said a billion times, but it's been said so many times by so many different masters for a reason. And this reason is when we can reconnect and realign what Dr. Joe Dispenza, who, by the way, has been on multiple times, check out On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday. Every Tuesday at 1 now. At 12.
Tell them about our synchronicity. Tell them about our synchronicity.
Oh, yeah. Because
this is so relevant. Yeah.
It was so relevant. So, as you guys may know, we've shared this once or twice before in shows that I've been on with On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. But On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, Dr. Michelle is my mom. And we together, she's high consciousness. She's all about assisting people in their growth, embodying your highest and best self, while also having empathy and understanding that there is a world outside, as you can probably hear, going on, that is hectic and crazy, and there are things that are out of our control. So, she, on her show, it's funny, we're talking about Joe Dispenza, and he jumped right in that. Colin messages me, I see this morning, and he's like, bro, you got to check out this book. He's like, I read it, and it's amazing, and the information is fantastic. And it just so happens to be a book, not just like a book, like the book from an author that's going to be on the couch with Dr. Michelle on Friday at 12. I believe it's 2 or 3 Tuesdays from now. So make sure to check that out. It was just so tremendously synchronous, right? And Colin's like, hey, check out this book. And I'm like, oh, mom, dude, mom's already interviewing me. So what you guys are going to be seeing more of and hearing more of is not just us talking and sharing our own experiences with you and going to, the importance of keeping an open mind when it comes to certain things that may previously you have labeled as something that has propagated you to believe that, whatever it might be, or just asking you to give an open mind of things. You're going to see more people, which is really cool, coming from On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, because they're so conscious, they're so spiritual, they're so, and these words are just fragments of what I really am trying to say, that these people, including Dr. Michelle, including you, Colin, and honoring that self, including myself, these people have dedicated their lives to constantly, not just when it's convenient for them, but constantly doing whatever they can to increase the vibration of this planet. And the moment that you shift into that state of consciousness where, yes, the frustrating circumstances happen, but you have power over, number one, how to have an emotional response to that, and number two, your reality will shape and form to the degree that you put your energy towards it. So we're going to be seeing a lot more authors and speakers and teachers come on the show this 2021. It's going to be really cool. We got awesome things set up and lined up for you guys. Along with that, the Instagram page You're going to see some fun stuff on there. We're going to be linking Divine Mind Tribe Radio directly to the Instagram page. Starting next Sunday, we're going to be live streaming on the Instagram our shows. So it's going to be really, really, really cool. You guys will be able to interact with us. We'll have a kick-ass time with it. So just wanted to give you a little piece of information. I thought I'd do a spin-off there because we went into some wild things and gotta rep the wild things and let them know that there's a source for more of it. Colin, something that you have recently shared with me as well, which I really want to, obviously, listeners, if you are dedicating your time, if you're taking your time to listen to us, to share your time and your space, wherever you might be, whatever the Gregorian time zone might be, where you, thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy, whether it's in the present or whether you're downloading it in the future. Thank you. We want to honor it as much as we can by giving you this information. Colin, you've been sharing some things with me. You know, you were the one that opened me up in the first place years ago to cryptocurrencies. And, you know, I immediately saw cling, 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 it'll click together. This is just the unfolding. This is the natural unfolding of things. It just was. And now today it's on CNN. Today they're talking about Bitcoin. Today it's on CNBC. It has been for years. But today there are now more people ever before that are catching wind of you know what these digital currencies are. And of course there's going to be massive shifts in the, you know, decentralization of it when our monetary system does take a direct and sporadic shift into digital currencies. Do you have anything to say to people out there that maybe have had it financially? Maybe they owned a business in 2020, they had to shut it down, or they got laid off. And I heard a statistic, whether it's accurate or not, something like this was the statistics. They said an average of 15,000 people a day in the U.S. are losing their homes because of the financial effects of last year. What would you say to someone being truly a brilliant man when it comes to concepts, ideas, understanding the ins and outs of how the financial system works, stuff like that? What's something kind of baseline and valuable that you could share with someone that might be looking for some guidance in regards to, you know, okay, what do I do now?
I would invest in any platform, and I'll list a couple of them, that has a decentralized finance portion of it. So a couple of those are Ether and Polkadot, and there's a lot of different coins on the Ether space that do this. So Ether is going to be like everything, basically. There's going to be other coins that are associated with different like transactions and stuff, but anything with DeFi, if you look up those keywords, DeFi, like decentralized finance, that's going to replace all banks. So just kind of think about that. Like if you can, it's really hard to fathom, but any coin that has to do with decentralized finance, you can get into loaning your coins. So you don't have to have the money just sit there like in a bank account. You could actually really safely, basically, it's like an automatic transaction that happens. Like, so you'll loan it out for like, let's say 5% a year, and you loan it out for 3 months. And like that person basically has a thing that they have collateral for this loan. Right. And so like if they decide to quote unquote default, the collateral will just be sent to you. And so you won't lose your money ever. Like, it's not really possible for them to steal the money. It's just right. like a loan, and you can make money off of it. And it's very safe, and there's no third parties. You're doing it by yourself, like just from wallet address to wallet address, which is kind of anonymous. It's not really anonymous because they can gather IP addresses and stuff. But you could, if you were really out there, you could be completely anonymous if you wanted to.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
So, and but decentralized finance is the most valuable thing in the crypto space.
It is. It absolutely is. Decentralized finance, DeFi. All signs right now point to, for anybody out there looking for a bit of financial assistance, do exactly what Colin said. YouTube it, Brain search it, crypto tab search it, whatever you'd like, right? These are things to look into as well. These are browsers that actually compensate you just for your time and energy, for looking at, you know, the ads that Google would just show you anyway, even though, go on.
I would like to add that Bitcoin has a smart contract function, but here's the problem, is it costs so much money to do anything on there, and that can't really change without the whole coin essentially changing, which it pretty much won't. And so it'll always be just a store of value, but Ether has a pretty much infinite function. So like, kind of just think about that. There's always going to be money in the store of value, but in the next like, 5 or 6 years, there's gonna be a time when Ether surpasses Bitcoin, and then all the money from Bitcoin is just gonna flow into Ether, basically. Something like 2% of Bitcoin is actually like a token on Ether. So like all the money in Bitcoin, 2% of Bitcoin is just like already on Ether, and that's like that number is growing every day. It's just pretty much gonna become whatever. I would really suggest buying Ether. It's going to be like 30K coin in the next like 5 years. So,
yes, 100%. Look into these things, guys. You know, if you are interested, if you have no idea where to start, we have a referral link in the bio of the Divine Mind Tribe Instagram right now, and it's just the crypto.com referral link. And essentially, crypto.com, once again, does offer a DeFi platform. I don't know if they've released it in the U.S. yet. I know that they've been pending releasing it in the U.S. I think they either recently did or they're going to be releasing it very soon. But that was the platform that really worked for me. And if you guys are looking into something to just secure your wealth as our Fed continues to completely devalue our currency by printing it at numbers that are beyond the human's capability to fathom. So, you know, protect your wealth, right? Just protect your wealth. We, in this dimension that we operate in right now, although we are, you know, I do believe that this is, you know, the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius, right? This is the golden age. We are moving into an entirely different set of collective, of global collective, communal standards, ethics. Things are changing, things have already changed. If you want to position yourself to where you do not have to fret or worry about your basic, at the very least, your basic needs, you know, being taken care of, and then being able to take action on your inspiration, which you should be doing regardless of a number, you know, it don't cost nothing but time for you to pay attention, right? It does not cost anything but your time for you to pay attention. So pay attention to whatever you feel will bring you value. If you want to understand what these things are, DeFi, DEFI, decentralized financing, cryptocurrency, Ether, Ethereum, Look it up. Reddit is great. Colin, it will always rep the Reddits in regards to a source of information, just because like everything around the world is constantly funneling through that platform. Along with that, even looking up some, you know, basic YouTube videos, make sure that they're reputable sources, make sure that they know what they're talking about. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Who's to say we're not misinformation, right? But as of now, this is what this is what the Compass North is magnetizing to. And we're not the only ones saying this. So be your best selves. Cherish each and every single moment. Practice the Tao if you can. The Tao is not the Tao if it can be deemed. However, said, understand you are connected always to an omnipresent source of unconditional love, light, creative energy. There are things that happen on this physical plane that are way beyond the understanding of most. Yet we're moving into an age where it's necessary that we understand at least the fundamental core concepts of these alternate dimensions that are interwoven into our own realities. All right. Take a dose of that and smoke it. I'm just playing around. Totally kidding. Hey, Colin, I love you with all of my heart, brother. Thank you so much for sharing.
Everyone have a wonderful day.
And your time with us here on Divine Mind Tribe Radio. You'll be seeing Colin a lot on Divine Mind Tribe as well. You won't be seeing. Ooh, that's a whole other thing. We'll talk about that next episode. Hey, we love you guys so much. You're the best. Stay exactly who you are. And follow your passion. Follow your passion. Things are manifesting at hyperspeed at this time. Don't let things get you angry. Follow your passion and maybe look into the possibility of practicing in a ceremonial setting some plant medicine offered by the mother only in, of course, 100% legal ways and settings, stuff like that. So, hey, Steve. Tom, you're on Divine Mind Tribe Radio. Hello, Talk Radio. Thank you so much. All love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We will see you next Sunday. Peace.